It is time once again for our monthly wonderful water segment done in partnership with the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Fall is in the air and all signs around town point to the holiday season, which is, as we know, the season of giving. And it's time once again to talk about how we can help our neighbors with the Care to Share Bill Assistance Program. This is something that OWASA does throughout the whole year, and it's administered by the Interfaith Council for Social Service. You might know them better as IFC. Care to Share makes it easy for OWASA customers in Chapel and Carrboro to donate their monthly bill, or anyone to make a direct donation to the IFC to help our neighbors when they're struggling with their water and sewer bill. And in studio with me today for our wonderful water segment to talk more about this year's Care to Share event is the OWASA Public Information Officer, Katie Hall, as well as IFC Director of Development and Communications, Jennifer Gill. Katie and Jennifer, welcome to Wonderful Water and WCHL. How are you guys?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're doing great. Good to see you, Brighton.
So I want to start with you, Katie. Care to Share is a simple way to help those in need, but people go, okay, so I'm making a donation on my bill. How does that work? And for people who haven't heard of Care to Share Day, can you explain why this is a special day on OWASA's calendar?
Yeah, so this is just a simple way to help our community members in need help to pay their water bill when they're experiencing a hardship. One easy way is if you are an OWASA customer, you can just add whatever amount you feel comfortable with on your monthly bill, and you can start doing that automatically, or you can select a different amount each month. And then people can also make a one-time donation or an annual donation. And this makes sure that our community can have access to clean water no matter what they're going through, one of the most important things for public health. So about $12.50 on your monthly bill each month, or a one-time donation of $150, can cover about two water bills for someone. And this is our fifth annual Care to Share Day that we'll be celebrating. And we really appreciate the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro for proclaiming November 16th this year to be Care to Share Day. I think that just really shows our community the significance of this program and how it can help people in need.
No doubt about it. And as you just said in that example too, it doesn't take all that much. I think when people maybe hear, oh, you make a donation, you add it onto your bill, it's like, oh, well, how much are we talking here? A little goes a long way when it's helping other people's bills who need a little bit of help, frankly. And I want to turn to you, Jennifer, as the IFC representative here. You see the impact that Care to Share can have. What does that actually mean? Because people might already be signed up for this program, or people who are hearing this for the first time go, okay, so how does this exactly help? What would you say to them?
Well, what I would say is thank you, and that together, last year, we were able to help nearly 150 households keep access to clean water through the Care to Share program. The other point I would make is that your donations go directly to households in need. Every cent, every dollar goes directly to a household in need. So IFC is the fiscal agent because we have other services that folks access. And while they're there, we often have conversations about a variety of needs that their household may have, including help paying for their water bill.
Absolutely. And Katie, we know that Care to Share, as you said, this is the fifth Care to Share Day. How does this program continue to evolve? And have there been any changes from the last time you guys were on Wonderful Water talking about this to this year's Care to Share Day?
I think this year is interesting because people are still struggling from the impacts of COVID on their family health, or maybe their family businesses struggle due to COVID and continue to. And then programs to help people recover from COVID are dwindling. So we're in this place where we're trying to catch up. Our community is still trying to adjust to inflation across the board. A lot of people have experienced job loss or major career changes during this time. And then other things have become more difficult for people, like affording a house or affording a car or transportation. So Care to Share can offer families a little bit of peace of mind when one less thing to worry about right now.
We're speaking with Katie Hall, whose voice you heard there. We also have Jennifer Gill here in the studio for Wonderful Water this month, brought to us by the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And we're talking about OWASA's upcoming Care to Share Day and their Care to Share program that lasts all year long. Jennifer, with what Katie just said, talking about how we're still seeing a lot of impacts of COVID-19 in your work in social service, how are we also seeing the community needs change either this year compared to last year or on a year-to-year basis?
Absolutely. Well, I want to just agree wholeheartedly with what Katie has already said. At IFC, we are seeing the impact of the pandemic in many ways. People who were barely making it before the pandemic hit are now experiencing fallout. The forgiveness programs around rent and other utilities have ended, and people are now expected to pay up on those items. And any way our community can come together by offsetting the costs of those things for our neighbors helps keep people housed. And I know that's something we all care about.
Absolutely. And so, Katie, if people are hearing this, again, learning about Care to Share for the first time or want to get involved maybe beyond just their donation, what would you say to them? How can they tap in to help out?
One great thing here is that Care to Share donations are so easy, either on their monthly water bill from OWASA or at OWASA.org. They can also go directly to IFC's donation page where they can select Care to Share from the drop-down menu of all of IFC's fantastic programs for our community.
And Jennifer, do you want to expand on that, how people can access those funds when they go to IFC?
Absolutely. So I'll just provide the website. Thank you, Katie. The IFC website is ifcweb.org. You just click on the Donate tab in the upper right-hand corner and designate your gift to Care to Share. To access this emergency financial assistance, please call IFC at 919-929-6380 on Tuesday morning right at 9 o'clock. Enter extension 2024 and leave a message, and we'll give you a call back.
Excellent. Well, last question here, of course, as we've got the fifth annual Care to Share Day coming up, for people who are looking for some more details on what to expect on that big fundraising push of a day, Katie, what should they expect and where can they go to find more?
Yeah, we're excited to celebrate Care to Share Day, and we want to keep celebrating throughout the season. I'm calling this the Care to Share Season of Giving, so people can keep giving throughout this wonderful season where we're thinking about what we can do for our community. You can go to our homepage at owasa.org, and from there you can learn more about the program and also access the different ways to donate.
Once again, owasa.org, the website for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, ifcweb.org, the website for the Interfaith Council, and they're doing some fantastic work with the fifth annual Care to Share Day. Again, that's coming up Thursday, November 16th. That is tomorrow. So if you're able, OWASA and IFC ask that you consider donating to the program tomorrow to help our neighbors who might be struggling to keep up with their water bills. Katie and Jennifer, thanks so much for popping into the studio and sharing some really great details about this really great fundraiser and program. And again, thank you, OWASA, bringing us wonderful water each month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brighton.